This Monday will begin the annual Mad Dash to the end of the 2012-13 season on Broadway, and the plays cover a range of topics, from the Virgin Mary's take on the crucifixion of Jesus to burlesque's heyday. Here to talk about what's out and what's to come is Joe Domanowitz, theater critic for the New York Daily News. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The Testament of Mary, starring Fiona Shaw, opens next week. In the first days of previews, the play met with protesters. What do you make of it?
I wouldn't call it irreverent, but it's not a reverent take on Mary. This is a Mary who is disappointed with her son. He could have been a doctor. He could have been a lawyer. Instead, he's working these miracles. That's the point of view of the writer, and Fiona Shaw plays that.
And another one-woman show is I'll Eat You Last, starring Bette Midler as super talent agent Sue Mengers. Are we seeing a rebirth of the one-woman show?
Well, we've always had them. This happens to be a crunch time on Broadway where we have several one-woman shows coming up. In The Testament of Mary, it's a play about death. They use a vulture in a pre-show part of the show. Mengers was indeed a vulture in her own right, known for a mean mouth and her bullying ways. So it's in keeping with that trend.
Nathan Lane opened on Monday in The Nance. Who's he playing in that show, and what's interesting about the character?
Well, it's actually about kind of the dying days, the twilight of burlesque. He's playing a character, Chauncey Miles. It's a play about the public and the private and what's real and what's make-believe. He plays a character who is a Nance, which was kind of the term for an effeminate character. He was swishy on stage, but as it turns out, Chauncey's also gay offstage at a time when even two men seen in public and certainly kissing could land them in jail or beaten up by the police. So it's a story that looks at a dying art form. At the same time, it looks at a man whose own fate looks like he's about to become a dinosaur.
On the other hand, Breakfast at Tiffany's announced it'll be actually closing soon, a little earlier than expected. What happened there?
Right. Breakfast is toast, as we like to say. It was always going to be a crapshoot. This is a beloved novel, a beloved film, and it was done in London. It didn't work there, and this is a new production, so it always seemed like a risky proposition. It was met with very tepid reviews, so the early death of Breakfast wasn't really a surprise.
If you were to recommend one show for someone to see this season, what would it be?
Recently, I really did like The Nance, and I would recommend it. If only to see Nathan Lane doing what he does so well. He's known for being a clown, but he also can really break your heart. Douglas Carter Bean is the author, and he's a writer who's known for contemporary comedies and streaming jokes, but he actually digs deeper. This is a very grown-up look at changing times, and it's a New York story at a time when New York could have never imagined his and his weddings or gift registries at Crate and Barrel. In that way, I think it's a play that should be seen.
I mean, April tends to be a very busy time in the theater world, and this year, is it particularly busy? I mean,
well, I always look at April as sort of Broadway's clown car. The producers always kind of see how many shows they can cram into that last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, there's a certain deadline for Tony consideration, so there's this mad dash. And this April brought, I think, 18 shows, which
wow.
is sort of on par with last year. So if you're a critic, you don't make any plans in April because you know exactly where you're going to be. The interesting thing about that is that only a few of those openings will really rise to the top. For instance, in the recent openings, Matilda emerged like a clear champion, beloved, and got great reviews. I didn't love it as much as everyone else. I think it succeeds beautifully in creating a world in this show. The songs are okay. The book is a little choppy, but you can't argue with the production. It's this beautiful, almost explosion of a Scrabble game and blocks, and it's a world of kids. That's what they've created.
Joe Domanowitz is theater critic for the New York Daily News. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.